host, Larry Reed. The Kamloops Youth Soccer Association has its annual general meeting coming up later this month. NL Sports Director Rick the Bear Weil spoke to longtime president Graham Cope.
This week on Off the Bench, we're talking to Kamloops Youth Soccer Association President Graham Cope. Now, you have your AGM coming up on November 26th. How important of a meeting is this coming up for you?
Well, every AGM is important, Bear, and certainly if you have a child involved in youth sports, I strongly urge parents to come out and attend the AGMs. And historically, we've had really poor turnout, and it would be really nice if we got a few more parents out to that meeting.
Well, the key to it all is to make sure that there is a succession plan in place for people who could be leaving. You always have people ready to step up to the plate, so to speak.
Absolutely. KYSA is a system where we elect approximately half of our directors for a two-year term every year, so there's some continuity on the board, but for the executive positions, the president, vice president, treasurer, those are pretty important roles, and it's nice to have some people on the board that have got some experience that can step into those roles and take over for us old-timers.
You're talking about an association that has over 3,000 players under its umbrella.
Yeah, over 3,500, actually, and yeah, we get very few people coming out to the AGM.
Any idea why there's apathy for that?
Well, in my experience, unless we've done something wrong and people get worked up, they think, all right, things are going smoothly enough, we'll just let them go, and then they don't bother coming out. There seems to be have to be something negative to get them fired up.
The organization has been running well over the last few years, so there haven't been a whole bunch of problems, have there?
That's my sense. I sing the praises of my staff all the time. Keith and his crew do an amazing job of running the many programs that we have on offer. So yeah, things run pretty well, and I think that's the issue, is that people just don't see a problem, so they don't come out.
Graham, where do you see the association going and being down the road 3 to 5 years, say?
Well, we've accomplished a lot. On my bucket list, we still need access to a permanent indoor facility, and knock on wood, I think we're making progress on that. That could be quite significant over the next 24 months. Beyond that, my goal has always been the development of better soccer players, and we're making some progress there. But that would certainly be the biggest challenge for me, is better development for our younger players. And down the road, I'd like to see us produce a professional player or two.
Have you seen an improvement in the players over the last 4 or 5 years?
That's a very subjective thing. My sense is no. And I'll probably take some heat for saying that. I feel like, and my impression is that we've plateaued. We produce strong athletes, but they aren't particularly technically sound, and I think that gets exposed when we head down to the coast and play some of the stronger kids down at the coast. Technical foundation is critical, and I think that's an area that we need to do more work.
Does it mean that you have to be at it 24/7, 365, the importance of that indoor facility where youth soccer can hang its cap?
I think if the kids want to compete with the coast and the rest of the country, it does need to be a year-round program, but that doesn't mean you have to be playing soccer 24/7. It just means you need to be getting lots of touches on the ball, and that can be unstructured play. It doesn't have to be guys doing drills. It's just more touches on the ball, and certainly an indoor facility would facilitate that. You can spend some time in the winter banging the ball around with your buddies in a less structured environment, but that's still valuable brain work. Muscle memory is being developed when you're doing that, and that gets you better touch and makes you a better soccer player.
This past year didn't have all that much success at the provincial level with the A and the B Cups. How do you go about cranking it up to be more competitive outside of what we've been talking about here?
Good question. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I think we got to go back to foundational skills, developing the technical player at a young age, lots of touches, and worry about winning later. At the young ages, it's more important to learn how to play the game than to win every game.
Whereabouts are you at with coaches? Do you have enough of them?
The select program is fully staffed. The house program, we don't know until we see the registration towards the end of February. We'll have a better handle on how many teams we have and how many coaches have stepped up, but there's usually a call out to coaches at that time.
The association has done a great job in hosting a number of skill clinics from a year-to-year basis. Do you see that continuing or even being stepped up?
Oh, absolutely. I've given our technical director carte blanche to develop as many academy and development programs as possible. I'm hoping if we build it, the kids will come. We're seeing some of that now that we've developed some new programs over the last 2 years, and we've got good buy-in from the younger kids, and I think that'll help us in the future.
So, Graham, the AGM is coming up November 26th, and it's at the KYSA clubhouse, is it?
That's correct, in the meeting room upstairs. At this particular meeting, there'll be three directorships open for nomination. I believe the incumbent directors are going to allow their names to stand, but we would welcome new nominations from the floor if people have a desire to serve on the board. And then at our first board meeting following the AGM, we elect the executive positions from within those directors.
Well, Graham, great talking to you today, and lots of luck with that AGM.